Amen.
From truth.
Amen. John chapter 16 tonight, as we continue our study tonight. All right, last week we talked about verse 19-20 in relationship to Galatians 4:4, in relationship to Genesis 3:15, in relationship to the seed promised through the woman, that Jesus prophesied through the seed of a woman. And Jesus talked about, verily, verily, I said in verse 20, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Amen. Rejoice. Because Jesus has came. Amen. You know, you look at those 66 books. Amen. Verse 39, Jesus is coming. Am I right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he's coming again. Right? And then 21, I mean, Acts through Revelation, he has came. Amen. That's the rejoicing that we have because of Jesus dying on the cross and fulfilling the prophecy. And then a woman, when she is in the travail, have sorrow. But because her hour has come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she will remember no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into this world. That's the joy. That's the joy we have by Jesus Christ. And you know, when you see that verse, you know, these are what I call identifying marks. You know, there are identifying marks in the church and in scripture that literally prove, amen, that the Bible is right in relationship to why Jesus came, Luke 19:10, seek and save that which is lost, in relationship to that which is predestined, that we are chosen in him, in relationship to Ephesians 3:11, that is thus so. So when you look at verse 22, he said, and you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh away. And I like that. No man can take away your joy, because we have joy not in man, but we have joy in what? Jesus Christ. Based upon the travail that woman had, that was sorrowful, but it brought joy when Jesus came into the world to seek and save that which was lost. And let me say that, brother, don't take it for granted. Don't take the church for granted. A lot of times we take the church for granted. We take worship for granted. We take singing for granted. We put too much emphasis on how well it sounds, but we need to be concentrating on how to do it in relationship to Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, and especially 1 Corinthians 14:15, when we sing it with the spirit and sing it with the understanding. Because when your spirit right, everything else is going to be all right. Because John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him based on your attitude. And the attitude got to be based on truth. And that's the beauty that we see here, that he's trying to get his apostles to see. Now, you're going to be sorrowful, and you're not going to understand why I'm leaving you. But because of the travail based on prophecy, based on the 39 books, it brings forth sorrow. But when that little baby comes, when that bundle comes, it brings so much happiness, it brings so much joy, because that's the beauty of a birth. See, you can tie that back in to be born again, amen? See, the joy that we have been born again of the water and the spirit. That is the joy that we have of Galatians 3:27. For as many of us who have been baptized into Christ, I mean, we have Jesus Christ. So that's the whole point that I think that we need to see there. But look at verse 23. It's in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatsoever you ask the Father. Now look what he says now. He says now. See, and that's the reason why. Let me tell you something, brother. Be careful about your spirituality. Don't let nobody control your spirituality. You control your own spirituality because you ain't got but one soul. Amen. See, and when he says, well, you ask in my name, make sure it's done by authority. See, whatever we do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of times we got friendship. Well, we support things based on friendship. But, brother, a friend not going to cause me to go to hell. Now, I may go to hell, but it's not going to be because of you. It's going to be because of me. Amen. And see, everything got to be done by authority, Matthew 19-20, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And that's the point. And you need to underline that by name. Because so much is going on in the church and out of the church and around the church that violates the name of Jesus. And really, it shows ingratitude. You know, I think it shows ingratitude for Jesus coming. Jesus loved us enough, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the least that we can do, is obey him and respect his authority. If we're going to call ourselves Christians, amen. But that word Christian means that we're Christ-like. See, you're going to be Christ-like, you're going to do things by Jesus' authority because he's the head of the church, amen. See, Ephesians chapter 1, 22-23 and Colossians 1:18. And so therefore he says here, look what he says, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give to you. Now tie it back in now, John 15. You remember that scripture, John 15? See, go back there and look at that, John 15. Let's tie it back in to what he's saying here in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. See, John 15, 16, he says the same thing. That whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he shall give to you. See, he give it to us because that's the reason why he came. See, that's what brings about rejoicing, because whatever you ask in my name, he will give it to you. But it got to be by the authority of Jesus Christ. Not just worship, but in everything that we do. Amen. In everything that we do, not just worship, your life, your marriage, your family, your children. See, we're going to be held accountable for everything that we do in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And that's a point that we should see. See, you understand? You understand what I'm saying? Go ahead, my brother. John 16, and we're at verse number 23 now. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, okay, all right. Well, let's go back to the word. Well, either it's a command, either the example, or it's inferred. Inferred like Acts 27, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, upon the first day of the week. Disciples came together to break bread. We know the first day of the week, the example is that they did it, went on the first day of the week. Right? So when you look at the word of God, he can't speak to you but three ways through the word. Either he can give you a command, or he can give you an example of how it's done, or it's inferred. So when you think about singing, worship, number one, how do you worship? It must be done in spirit and in truth. John 4:24, right? God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him with what? Spirit and in truth. That word spirit means, and I want to reiterate that, your attitude got to be right. See, faith without works is dead. Faith is nothing but substance, Hebrews 11:1, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when you get good faith, you will have good works. So I'm saying that because in order for your spirit to be right, you got to have good faith. Because your faith ain't right. If your faith not isn't according to the book, well, your spirit not going to be right. You understand what I'm saying? So it got to be done in spirit and in truth in order to receive and grasp the word, which is able to save our soul. So saying that, God's the spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit, that is, that truth can prevail. Now, the only way we're going to find truth is in the book. Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 13:6, and Revelation 20:18-19. He tells us not to add to, not take away from his word. From the beginning of time with Adam and Eve, God always dealt with people who transgressed the law. From Adam and Eve, when they sinned, boom, they had to pay the price. Am I right? Cain and Abel, am I right? Noah generation, am I right? And you go home to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And you walk all the way through the Old Testament. Anytime people disobeyed God and didn't do it in truth, there were consequences. God is no respecter of person. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. God don't change. Amen? He's the same. You can't update God. People say, well, we're going to update the Bible to fit time. You can't. The Bible already fit in time. You can't update it because God's word can't be changed. Right? So, with that being said, well, when you go to Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15, Colossians 3:16, James chapter 5, is it 5:13? 5:13. See, all those scriptures teach one thing, And y'all correct me if I'm wrong. He said, sing, 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 and make melody in our heart to the Lord. Isn't that what he said? Amen. You sing with the fruit of your lips. Am I right? In order to teach and admonish one another, or to make melody in our heart to the Lord, so we can sing with the Spirit and sing with the understanding that James said we can have joy. Amen. Now, question. Can you get an understanding by this? Can you translate that? Can you? You can't do it. See, you can't do this here. So when you do this, or when you do this, or when you do, what did I say, John? You understand what I'm saying? Can you make melody in your heart? Yeah, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to make a point. Because see, they're doing that in the church today. They're humming. They're clapping. They're bebopping. They're bassing. But you can't find that nowhere in the book. They're clapping. Am I saying? That's not singing. See, a lot of times people say, well, y'all just too legalistic. Y'all too narrow-minded. No, it's truth, brethren. That's truth. That's what worship is. Amen. And see, not just one person supposed to sing, everybody's supposed to sing. Am I right? If you're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, everybody got to sing. See, it can't be one person leading a solo. Paul, you did a magnificent job. See, you can't sing louder than anybody. Well, you can if you want to, but it don't make no difference because we all going to be singing too. Am I right? Because see, we ain't paying no attention to you. We paying attention. See, attention to the word. Am I right? So we can make melody in our hearts to the Lord so we can sing with the Spirit and sing with understanding. So I'm saying that to say this here. It got to be done through singing, because you can't do it or you can't do that in relationship to understanding with the Lord. Let me go one more thing. Now get you. Now go to Romans 15:11 because someone say, well, that's the reason why they do it. All right? 15:11. Then I'm going to get back around, okay? That where you're going to go? Okay. All right. Because over in Romans 15:11, all right, look what it says. All right, look what's been said. Romans 15:11. See? In the whole book of chapter 15, ain't nothing but Christ is our example. We're looking to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. See, we're looking to Jesus. So when you get to verse 11, he said, and again, look what he said. He said, praise the Lord. Now stop right there. I ain't going to go no further. How do you praise the Lord? We praise the Lord two ways, in spirit and in truth. And we praise the Lord by the life that we live, by being the light of the world, as we be those written epistles written and read in the heart of all men. See, you can praise him in here by worshiping him, having the right spirit. Or when you leave him, we praise him. Amen? Because we're his royal priesthood, am I right? Am I right? That word praise simply means to give him adoration. See, Psalms 111:9, holy and reverent is what? His name. So he says praise him. Well, how can you praise him if you're not doing it in accordance to how he tells you to do it? Right? You with me? Now look what he said. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Now, underline that word, laud. You know what that word means? Look it up when you get a chance. That word simply means to commend him, to respect him. That's what that word means. John, I laud you for the fantastic job you are doing. I give you praise, John. You're doing a magnificent job. It ain't got nothing to do with this, huh? What that word mean? That means to give adoration, to commend, to adore because of what he has done for us. And he's simply saying, and you Gentiles, you know, you give him all the praise. You give him all the Lord. That word don't mean applaud. Now, you look at that word, it still say applause, but it don't mean this kind of applause. It means to just applaud you. Say, I can applaud you by giving you a trophy. I can applaud you on your job by giving you a bonus. Am I right? for what you have done. See, because of the work you have done. And that's what that word means now. And I don't know where brethren get that phrase, that word, Lord, L-A-U-R-D. And look it up when you get home to see what it means. But that's what it means. See, but it got to be done in spirit and in truth. We just got to study in verse 23 of John 16. See, you got to do it in the name of, in order for it to be done in spirit and in truth. But I'm not surprised, brethren, because when you got self-will, when you're a change agent, when you want your will versus God's will, Paul said, when I depart, greedy wolves will enter into my flock. Speaking perverse doctrine to draw what? Disciples after them. Because let me tell you something, brother. You are not in the devil's way. You're in the devil's way because you're not in God's way. So it don't surprise me. And that's the reason why, brethren, and I say this here, study. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Because see, until you get that mindset, Romans 12, 2, be not conformed, until you're transformed by the renewing of your mind, you're going to be just like in Romans 16, 17. By smooth speeches, they're going to deceive the hearts of the simple. A lot of people go there and look at that, and some big-time preacher, and just because he's eloquent, and just because he sounds good, he's going to say, that's what that word means. And everybody's going to say, yeah, that's right. And don't know what they're talking about. Because number one, how you going to praise him when you're not doing the way he told you to do? Like people say, well, I'm going to get my praise on. You ain't done but talking. Yeah, you're getting your praise on for the devil. Because you can't do it but one way. Am I right? Ain't you glad you're a Christian? Because see, we really can have favor, can't we? We got favor, amen. See, we can get a praise on. We can laud him, amen. But it must be done in spirit and in truth. Now, that's the reason why I'm very careful. See, we get letters here all the time from all churches. John give them to me, and I read them. I throw them straight in the garbage. Someone say, well, brother, you don't have that right. Yes, I do. For the Bible says in Romans 16, mark them. That causes offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Read Ephesians 5, 11. Read 2 Thessalonians 3, 6. Read 2 John 9. He said, if you partake, what? You are partake of that evil deed. Ain't nobody in here with no danger down the road going to let their children walk in danger and not do anything about it. Would you? Would you tell your children that, hey, go walk out in front of that car and know it's going to hit them? If you know better, won't you do better? So why in the world when I read something and I know what they're doing is wrong, I know based on what they've been doing it's not in accordance with spirit and truth, why I'm going to say let you make up your decision? Because sometimes you can't make your mind up because you don't know yourself. Amen. I don't care who it may be. See, Matthew 18, 15, see, now we got a responsibility. See, because they are our brothers, amen. But when you've done everything you can to talk to them, and you talk to them, and you talk to them, and you talk to them, but they still choose to do what they want to do, when WCF was told me, y'all go back over there where y'all is, and we're going to go back over there where we is, and leave us alone, guess what? I left them alone. Now I pray for them. I treat them as an erring brother. But brother, you can pull me over in the pile of the Church of Christ. You're just not going to pull me there. Because I know that when I get there, what they going to preach can bring damnation to me, because if I partake of their evil deeds, I'm just as guilty as they are. Now, don't that make sense? And the devil has done a masterful job. And we're talking about Romans 15, 11, brother. When they take that phrase, that Romans 15, 11, and you to pray, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and all you Gentiles, laud him. That word laud means that gives them the right to clap. I ain't never heard nothing like that before. When I heard that, and when I went to it, and I looked at it, I went back and pulled the Greek up and looked at the Greek. I said, how can you believe that? Well, you can believe that if you're simple-minded. When you don't study for yourself. See, well, you keep playing with it, it's going to be a strong delusion. See, now you can nip it in the bud, amen. Amen. See, you can nip it in the bud. When you learn better, you nip it in the bud. Amen. Am I right? And I love them, brethren. See, I love every one of them. I baptized two of them. And I love them to death. But, brethren, I'm not going to partake of their evil deeds. Amen. And until they repent, brethren, they're Aaron brothers to me. And this on tape. Because I say it again, I may go to hell. I may. But if I'm going to go, it's going to be my decision. I'm not going to let Frazier send me to hell. I'm not going to let John Tickett send me to hell. Based on if they doing anything, not in according to the word of God, and they don't repent and stop doing it, I'm going to withdraw from them. I'm not going to stay here at this congregation. If y'all doing something, it won't stop it. Amen. I start all over again. Until some folks who want to do what's right. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I'm going to give them a little time to straighten it out. You don't know what death is. Well, we're trying to straighten out, the death angel could come. Amen. And you remember 2 John 9? Let's go there right quick. Because 2 John 9 is a strong scripture. Because 2 John 9 plainly says, if you're there, you might want to write Ephesians 5:11 by that. You might want to write 2 Thessalonians 3:6. Write it right in your Bible. Everybody there? I'm going to give you time to get there. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Wherefore, come out from among them. Be separate, said the Lord. See, you can't partake of the devil and have worship in spirit and truth. Because what Paul, Matthew 6:24, you can't serve two masters, amen. So 2 John 9, look what it says here. Whosoever transgresses, and by the word transgresses, just write in your Bible. 1 John 3:4. James 5:17. Hebrews 10:26. Just write it right there. Because see, you can transgress the law by breaking the law. You can transgress the law, James 4:17. To him who knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is a sin. You can transgress the law, Hebrews 10:26. If you sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of truth, there remains no more what? Sacrifice for sin. See, that's what we're doing here. See, James 4:17. See, when you know it to be what? To him who know it to be. See, and that's what he's saying here. But look what he says. Whosoever transgress and abideth not. You know, underline that word not. See, that's the 66 books. We are commanded to obey all 66 books. Am I right? Y'all with me? See, you got to do the 5, the 12, the 5, the 17. Am I right? Y'all know what I'm talking about? You got to do what? The 4, the 1, the 21, the 1. Am I right? See, you better get it. Because see, until you get that, you're not going to transform. And you got a dead faith, you ain't going to never get good works. It can't happen, folks. 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It got to be here. It got to be here. With them brethren who say Romans 15:11 is clapping, the law of meaning clapping, it ain't here. Because number one, they don't understand Ephesians 5:19. They don't understand Colossians 3:16. They don't understand Hebrews 13:15. They don't understand 1 Corinthians 14:15. Because if they did, they wouldn't say that. Because they would know that in worship we sing. We don't group sing. You're not here to be entertained. We're here to grow. Am I right? How many times did I tell you all the time? When you leave here, before you even walk out the door, you can ask yourself the question, did I get just a little bit of transformation? When you walk out here and say, man, he sure breathed through love. When you live in the, see, you might as well stay at home. Because your spirit wasn't right. Amen. When you come in ready to go before you get here, you should never even came. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. If your desire one to seek the sincere milk of the word of God, to be here, to hunger and thirst after righteousness, brother, you shouldn't even come. Amen. Come on. Think about it. This the book. Am I right? I've seen people line up, man, at stores, man, 4 days to be number one in line. To save $100 on TV. Camp out. Have y'all seen it? In cold. 3 or 4 days. That's the kind of spirit they have. They want it. They want that TV done. They want that discount, don't they? And our spirit can't be strong enough to realize that what we are here for today, something is wrong, brother. I know what's wrong. You ain't got good faith. Now, you can say what you want to say. You know a tree by its fruit. Now, y'all correct me wrong. When I be back down, and people say, well, you did all right, but you just went too long. See, when you went too long, I knew you ain't in the right spirit. I just shake my head. You know why? Because I feel sorry for you. Because you don't understand John 4:24. You just don't understand why you were here. You don't understand it. Amen. Amen. Because see, guess what? This day, is this day the 12th? We'll never get this worship service back again. Once it's over with, you can't call it back. Now, John can put it up on the website, but it ain't like being here. Amen. But we got to respect the 66 books to develop faith, because you don't develop faith, the devil know that, and then that word not going to be a part of your life. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Man, y'all should have been here Sunday morning in chapter 3, man. We walked through that, man. Because it ain't but one faith. Now, people say multiplicity of faith. No, they're a lie. The Bible said there's one Lord, one faith. Ephesians 4:4-5. And that verse 3 says we got the endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. See? And that's the whole thing. So look what he says here. He said, whosoever transgresses and abideth not. See, that's a strong word. In the doctrine of Christ. And Randy, when you go there and you do begin to add to God's word, you're in that knot. See, that's a dangerous position to be in. Because he's going to tell you what's going to happen here. And look what he says here. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, look what he said. Has not God. When these brethren clap, bebop, hum, anything that we do, that violates spirit and truth, brethren, we have not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both what? The Father and the Son. Now look at verse 10. Now if thou come in unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Now write Matthew 18:15 by that. Because let me tell you something, brother, in 1 John 1:9, the reason why I want you to write it there, because we all have sinned. Amen. Amen. Thank God for God's amazing grace. Now, grace ain't no good until you allow repentance to come into your life to allow the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you. Amen. Am I right? So when you look at verse number 10, and look at it again. Verse 10, he said, if thou come into your house and bring not this doctrine, receive him not unto your house, neither bid him Godspeed. What does that simply mean? That when that brother's heir, Matthew 18:15 got to be kicked in. Because you got to hear him, brother. See, what we do, we just get along to get along. See, it's like the preacher said, when he's at a preacher's meeting, and I used to tell him, I said, brethren, y'all cannot be in spirit and in truth and then continue to condone or put on this false understanding. How in the world are you going to let somebody wrong come into your church to get up and call himself worship when his worship is in vain? One brother said, yeah, brother, we know that, but we need to get along. Hopefully, we'll cause them to do right. I said, brother, you're wrong. The Bible said you can't partake of that evil deed. Not to bid them Godspeed. Am I right? I ain't pointing at you, John. Amen. My wife about to give me signals. because, brother, you can't correct them to number one. They know that they're what? Wrong. So that's when Matthew 18:15 kick in. Am I right? Now, if they hear you, see, And if they don't hear you, if they hear you, you've gained a brother, right? Now, if they fail not to, then we got to kick in verse 10. Because if we continue to allow it, we begin to partake of that what? Evil deeds. So he said, if that come in on you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. But look at verse 11. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his what? You can't do it. But the devil has done just a masterful job. You talk about the church in Nashville. You got 600 people. This man, what you preached about, son? He's trying to say, well, what we do, because we are legalistics, because we try to live right. See, we're sitting here trying to condemn other people when God don't condemn. That ain't what he's talking about there. Am I right? Go to Romans 16. See, we do have a right to condemn you when you're wrong. Am I right? See, we have a choice to mock you. Am I right? See, that's the reason why I call names. Because Romans 16:17 said, now I beseech you, brother. Romans 16:17. And that word brother means he's talking to the church. That's a 21, am I right? See, that's a 21, right? See, if you ain't not in the church, you don't need to go past the book of Acts, right? Now I beseech you, brother, and everyone use the word brother, right? He that mocked them. How do you mark them? By not partaking of their evil deeds. Come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not. See, that's how you mark them. See, main thing is withdraw from them. 2 Thessalonians 3:6. Am I right? See, we supposed to withdraw from him. We withdrew some people the other day. A man told us that he ain't seen down in 20 years. Stay right back there. He said, brother, I ain't seen nobody withdrawn from in 20 years. I guess everybody doing right. That's not true. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. Well, the Bible is right, brother. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. It ain't like you say, well, if I want to withdraw from Al, I will. But I just don't feel like it right now. That ain't your choice. Because the Bible already told you what to do. You ain't got but one way to go, John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There ain't but one way, right? Can't be but one way of doing it. I don't care what people say. You know, but I will say this here. Anytime you change God's word or pervert God's word, see, there's going to be repercussions. In Galatians 6 is, it's a sowing process. What you sow is what you reap. And I'm going to give you an example. Did you hear the news today? The Baptist church finally decided not to have anything to do with the Boy Scouts. Well, they made the right decision about that. But number one, Boy Scout troops was not even the work of the church. It shouldn't have never been in the church. But that's not the work of the church. Right? So when you begin to add to God's word by allowing things that the Bible don't authorize, because Ephesians 4:12, the work of the church, they put threefold. Say so, right? But never for the saints, right? And edify the body in a spiritual way. Right? And man-made organization has no place in the church. So number one, see, if it had not never been there, right, they wouldn't have to what? Say it was wrong. And what I'm saying is, any time people add to God's word, see, it gives you two things. It gives you choice. I'm going to give you one more example. Then we'll go back here. When you go back to the Bible, and y'all quote from Rome, and when you see in 1 Corinthians 11 and Acts chapter 2, when the Bible says that this is what acceptable worship is. It says worship is so important that the whole church got the symbol together in one place. And it say, part, if you want to, the whole church at one time come together to worship, to do 5 hours of worship. Am I right? See, do it mean what it says? Right? Now, if nobody never would have added another service, it wouldn't be no problem. Now, the problem came in when people say, well, I don't like what they're doing at Fowler Park, but down the road over here, they're like Jeroboam and Rehoboam. You understand what I'm saying? See, what we're going to do, we can do it over here. Well, something wrong with that. It shouldn't be your choice. Because still the word is binding. Amen? Now, I'll give you an example one more time. If the news said Friday morning at 9 a.m., you got to be there at 9 a.m. Because the line going to stop at 9:01. Whoever in line, that's who's going to get it. You come at 9:02, 9:03, 9:04, you ain't going to get it. But everybody in line at exactly at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center at 9 o'clock, we're going to give them $5,000 in cash. Will you sit there and tell your wife, I sure want that money, but I need to go to work. You understand what I'm saying? I sure want that money, but my back hurting. What you gonna do? Why? When God tells you to do something and specify how you want it done, what's the difference? You understand what I'm saying? And the devil know that, right? The devil know that because, see, we are creatures of choice, right? We're free moral agents. See, we can choose. See, and that's what's happening right now. See, it sounds good. It makes it lively. See, it makes you feel good. I went back and I Googled that song you're talking about, Awesome. You said how good it sounds. I said, I want to hear how it sounds. So I just went to YouTube. I typed in Awesome, Church of Christ. And I got about 6 or 7 different versions of it. Man, it was getting down. Awesome. Awesome is our God. Man, they were getting singing solo. Boy, they were clapping, they were flipping, they were doing everything. If you don't believe me, just type, Google it in, Awesome, AWESOME, in case you don't want to spell it. And make sure you put Church of Christ on the end now. And I'm telling you, when you do it, you're going to pull it up. I said, this is a shame. This is a shame that people will act that way in worship when God has already, but see, it sounds good. I ain't gonna tell you no story. See, whether you want it a minute or not. But what's more important? To obey or do the Lord's will? And that's the point that we need to say. So, very quickly, I gotta get back to John. Brandon don't dead me again, but this is a good point. See here, verse Romans 16:17. Y'all with me? Huh? Y'all with me? He said, now I beseech you, brethren. See, you got to mark them. Amen. Which caused division. Because, see, we divided. We totally messed up in Birmingham. We messed up all over the world. He said, even doing it in Nashville. He said, everywhere. And offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and do what? Avoid them. See, why? If you don't bother them, you're going to take up that evil deed. If I know you wrong, if I know you got a girlfriend, and you say, well, we love Brother Al. We don't want he been here so long. And you say, well, we're going to talk. We're going to give him time to get rid of it. If the world came to you, all of us need to go to hell. Because you all know better. Amen? Am I right? Look what the Bible means. You ain't got no choice. You ain't got no, well, we're going to put you on probation. Ain't no probation in the Bible. You stop it or what? Or we're going to withdraw from you. Am I right? You don't need no 30 days to get rid of it. Do you? Brother said, well, you know, that's a tough thing. You got to give him time to get it. I am getting him time right now. Is that cold-hearted? I know some of y'all, man, you're talking about a soul. We don't know what death is, do we? You know one thing about life, you just don't know what death is, do you? He can say, come like a thief in the night. Sick folks, healthy folks, young folks, old folks, babies, they die. Amen. And to him who knoweth to do good, see, I know. Amen. I know. Now, I ain't got where I need to be. And we not keep on working. Amen. See, I ain't where I need to be. I struggle just like you struggle. You understand what I'm saying? See, but one thing I do know, the every morning the Lord put breath in my body, and I got a book, and I can read, and I can write it by God's word, I'm going to put something in. So I know if I keep putting it in, I'm going to get better and better. Amen. I'm going to get better and better. And I'm going to treat this day like it's the last day, because tomorrow ain't promised. And then another thing I'm going to do, when I realize I'm wrong, I'm going to correct it. And see, not only do I correct it, I look at it. I write it down. I say, well, who made you did that? When did you do it? Where were you at? Why did you do it? Ask myself those questions. That's what examination is all about. I don't care if it's a child, whoever it may be. If they can't straighten it out, don't come around me. Y'all say, y'all close. I'm serious. Don't come around me. Stay away from me. See, one thing I know, John 10:10, he came that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. He talked throughout the whole Bible. He said, rejoice that your joy might be what? Full. See, ain't no reason for us to sit here and be sad, broke down, stressed, don't know what the day going to bring, and you call Jesus your friend. Amen? Because he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will give to you. Now, you better determine what want and need is. Amen. There ain't nothing like a good old maple sandwich. Ain't nothing like a good old peanut butter sandwich. Am I right? Am I right? See, I holler all my life, I ain't like oatmeal. But it's pretty good now. Talk about what I don't like. See, you get hungry enough, you eat it. You understand what I'm saying? See, no pain, no gain. Randy, I had to go to the post office today. Somebody said, go mail this letter. I said, okay, I'm going to walk. I went out to the doors and I said, man, it's too hot out here. No pain, no gain. I looked up, I said, God, give me some strength. Do it. And I started walking. Got halfway, but that sun was tearing me up. Sweat was popping off me, boy, like I didn't know what to do. I started singing like Paul did in Acts 16. Am I right? My feet start burning. I kept on walking. Amen. Amen. But see, when I get down to 250, 240, see, just like he talk about, sorrow brings about what? Joy. I'm going to be happy. Come, let me tell you something, church. I ain't felt this good in a long time. Amen. See, because see, what you sow is what you reap. But you got to have a mindset. Am I right? And that mindset got to be in a spiritual realm. Because if you don't, brethren, you're going to be colored just like they did, boom, over there. And I'm not going to say it public right now, but because I wasn't there. But I was told. But it didn't surprise me, because when we got the letter, I looked at the letter, John gave me the letter, and it didn't go no further than my garbage can. But brother, I'm not going to subject you to error when I know it's wrong. Because whoever was on the program, I wouldn't go here and round the corner. Yes, sir.
So I guess Christmas party, no conversation about.
That's right. Just not in the Baptist church, the brethren got them too. But that's not the point. That point, James says, if you offend the law at one point, you give them the whole law. Any sin is not repentant of the sin that causes us to lose our soul. But thank God for truth. Thank God that His grace is sufficient. And when you learn through study, that's all you're going to learn through study. Don't believe what I said because I said it. You should go back and investigate what I said tonight to apply to your spirituality. Because just because I said what I said tonight, just because I said it, that don't make it right. You owe it to yourself what I have given you. I saw some of you writing down scriptures. You should go back and investigate. If you got any questions, give me a call. Amen. Because see, that same brother that you talked about, me and John talked to him one time before. When he was at Woodland Park. See, so based on his remark, and I love him to death, brother, he's out of fellowship. So when we got the letter, and when I saw his name, I saw Philip Brown's name, I saw Joe Cash's name, and I saw Elijah Anthony's name, read that, I knew that I couldn't go no further with that at all. And then go back to what the brother said. See, he told me this 2 years ago. He said, brother Lyle, he said, I decided to take the church. He said, but I told him. He says, y'all got to stop all this stuff that y'all are doing over here. Because I'm not going to come until you stop it. He said, the brother said, we're going to work on it. Now, 2 years don't went by. 104 Sundays have lapsed. Is that right? See, I know that much. Well, I go into an equation. 104 Sundays that on left, and they still doing it, and you still there? Make me think you like it. Because it can't be that good. 10,000 miles a Sunday wouldn't make me stay there. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says, come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, says the Lord. You can't partake of it, amen. So that's the reason why. I know what people say. You tell me all the time. They say, well, what you say, Randy, about me and you? Huh? And what do they say? You just like who? Just like a... People tell me that all the time. You just like a whale. That's a compliment, brother. And when I get down skinny as you, we sure not going to be just like one another. I'm working on it, brother. See, but that's the way we're supposed to be. That we're supposed to speak the same thing, build the same mind, am I right? And build the same judgment. That's what we're all supposed to be, amen? So that's a compliment. Not that I'm saying I'm always right, because I'm not. Am I right? I went to Brother Frey this Sunday night, and I was supposed to. When he was over there, I said, well, Brother Frey, you said that was only 10 apostles. He looked at me and said, read, Al. I said, what you mean read? He said, keep on reading. He said, Thomas wasn't there. Am I right? And Judas already had what? Am I right? So I made 10, right? But then I come to you. See, why? Because see, when you said I heard it, but I wasn't thinking. And then when you said, read, Al. I didn't have no problem because I was wrong. Am I right? Because I thought he made a mistake. Am I right? And that's the way it's supposed to be. Am I right? Now, if he would have made a mistake and said it wrong, he would have to correct it. Because we here trying to transform folks. We're not trying to condone. Am I right? And the Bible ain't going to change. See? And I say it again. Don't let nobody control your spirituality. You control your own spirituality. Am I right? Because you ain't got but one soul. Let's go back to John.